I'd like to introduce this poem as Lawrence being the seat for most of my sins against man and nature in terms of inebriation, the drunkest I've ever been being at perhaps at the Jazz House, and this being a short tale about my 20s, or indicative of my 20s. It's called How to Drink with Joelle. Hand it over. She wakes up first. She looks good in her bra making breakfast. Maybe toast, maybe not, but for sure vodka, some orange juice. You're already underwater, why not continue? She puts on a sundress. You put on a t-shirt, ruined khaki pants. One of you will ignore the hangover enough to drive to the liquor store. For the first time. This time it's beer which you take to the lake or pool. Get a couple of these down and you can almost make a little conversation. Charm her a little. Don't stare at her in her bathing suit. Make a promise to yourself for later that you will be unable to keep. From the water to the liquor store, and this time it's vodka. You don't care what kind, you care what proof. 180, and it doesn't matter if your curly-headed friend says her dad cleans his dental tools in McCormick's. The plastic bottle fits easy and warms in your back pocket. You almost feel as though you could eat a little bread, maybe, or some apple pie. This will pass. Maybe now is the time you play cards or talk in the living room. Nobody wants to know any better. She wears knee-high socks, but all you can do is drink with her. So through the pint and into the evening where, like magic, everything becomes less clear. It's time to hit the bars, and you say the same thing every night. There's no way I'll make it. You look up, and someone's yelling, last call, and there's not enough time. Still not willing to admit you're drunk, someone yells, I've got a bottle of Captain Morgan's or Bombay Gin or anything. And you go because you start to tell each other the truth. And it's good that this happens now. Good to know you'll forget it tomorrow. Where leaving a glass with anything in it, even if it's not your own, seems like a sin.